welcome this agreement because we have been for a very long time asking for cooperation between these two countries as the only way forward to deal with the situation. And also because although the agreement includes many provisions about security, which we accept are necessary, they also have a series of provisions regarding the right for people to have access to asylum, which for us is very important and part of the solution to this situation. It also has specific measures to improve the living conditions of the people who are in the Calais region, access to asylum, accommodation issues, and particularly the cases of women and children who are in a very vulnerable situation and could be subject to exploitation by traffickers and smugglers. So we are happy to see these provisions related to humanitarian issues, and we look forward to working with both governments to deal with this very complex issue.
What specifically about the agreement is going to help fight human trafficking?
Yes, there are a series of measures that are listed in this agreement related to combating illegal immigration and trafficking and smuggling of people. There's a list of security approaches and cooperation between two countries in this issue. These are not related directly to UNHCR mandate, so I will not comment on them, although we recognize the need to ensure security, safety, and the free passage of people between the two countries. For us, the important thing is that together with these measures that are necessary, the rights of refugees and asylum seekers are respected, that the humanitarian dimension is recognized and dealt with, and we are satisfied that this is a step in the right direction.
Where are the migrants and the refugees coming from?
Many of them come from countries such as Syria, Sudan, Eritrea, Somalia, and Afghanistan. All these countries are experiencing either political upheavals, human rights violations, or conflict. And therefore, many of these people who are in Calais at the moment would qualify for refugee status. The vast majority of them have not applied for asylum in France because they want to go to the United Kingdom. So we are looking into what solutions could be for this group. We think that to facilitate the access to asylum in France would be the right thing for most of them. But in some cases, we have to look at other solutions for those who are not in need of international protection, for example, those who are trying to go to the United Kingdom purely for economic reasons. We need to look into the possibility of facilitating the return to the countries of origin, ideally in a voluntary way, helping them to go back and reintegrating.
What do you think is needed long term to facilitate this process and to crack down on the trafficking?
Well, what we think needs to be done is to look into legal ways for refugees to have access to asylum in different European countries. And we would like wider cooperation between European countries. The situation in Calais is just one of a part of a general crisis of asylum and migration happening in Europe today. And we would like cooperation between the different European countries to deal with this situation.